This is from the booklet Thus Speaks Maitreya on Paravipras, in the section Paravipras Are Fearless. The spiritual path is not for the faint-hearted. It is not for the person who escapes the world. It is for the person who wants to fight within himself, to destroy the negativity within and also without. So that battlefield in the Bhagavad Gita has both symbolic meanings, in the physical level and in the spiritual level. Do you want to become a Paravipra or not? That is the decision you have to make. Do I really want to make this effort? Do I really want to go to the sixth chakra and overcome all these tendencies that I have? Do I want to overcome my longings for companionship and attention, my desires to please? Is it okay to please other people if that brings you pleasure? But if you want to please because you need to, then, again, it is not good. So we have to look at ourselves and say, hey, wait a minute. Am I doing this thing in the purest form here or not? What is the process of perfection? The less imperfection you have, the more perfect you become. As Christ said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, in Matthew 6:34. So take the day, go ahead and do the things you have to do. Also, progress in that day spiritually with your meditation, with your contemplation, and with remembering what you did that day and what your mistakes were. When you look at them, what desires and attachments do you have? What are the physical pulls that are pulling you away from spirituality? Find out, if I follow this pull, where is it going to take me? So you can go through the mental process of what is going to happen if you follow those pulls. Eventually, you will find out they are not worth it. When you go through them and see the emptiness of those desires, you recognize that they are not worth it. Many people go through their lives by falling into the same problems, the same situations over and over again. But if you go through the process in your meditation, you would not go through life doing and being hurt through the same bad habits over and over again. This is especially true about the habits we have in our lives. Usually, they are like a cyclical event. We have habits. We do them. They're not good. We find out they're not good. They get us hurt, and we tell ourselves, why have I done that? Why do I keep doing this? But 2 days later, we're at the same place and we do the same thing. Instead of doing that, when you yell at yourself, why have I done that again? Sit and meditate and go through the mental process of why you did it, why you were attached to, why you were attracted to do it, what happened, and after you did it, what happened, and why you felt so miserable about it. After a while, you create an ability to go through your desires mentally in your meditation without going out and doing them. Then you realize that after a while, you have gained enough control of yourself that you say, no, I will not do this anymore, and you will break the habit. As I've said many times, those habits are just like dark creatures. They can only live in the dark corners of your spirit. But the moment you put the light on them, they shrink back. If you keep the light on them and go into every corner of your spirit and put that light in those corners, eventually those creatures don't have any place to stay. It is just like when you flip on the switch in this room, can darkness say, I'm not going to go away? It cannot. When the light comes, the darkness has to go. So with any creature you destroy, you become stronger. After a while, the creatures are afraid of you, and there's laughter here. They do not even dare to come close. Do you remember Christ used to cast the devils out of people, and they kept yelling, no, our time has not come. We do not want to come out. We want to stay. But they could not, because he was light. As we have said, when the light comes, the creatures, darkness, bad habits, just do not stay in you. They have to go. So the spiritual path is the path of the brave, the people who really want to be rid of those creatures. As you get rid of those creatures, you become stronger and you progress. As you progress, you reach higher consciousness. Then the next lifetime when you come, you have fewer creatures. That is why it is said, many are called, but few will be chosen. Why will few be chosen? Because breaking all these bondages is something that is not that easy. Humanity hangs into these crutches, so we're not asking an easy task from humanity. But there are people who have already gone through it. They are willing, at least, to go to the source and to break these bondages, to go beyond these little crutches or anything that binds them on this earth, or binds them on the ethereal level, or binds them any place on the path to the essence. The essence is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Fine. It is neither male nor female. It is both. At the same time, he is form. He is visible. He has a name. He is in this earth. He is the essence that is none of them, but also he is all of them. Where does fear come from? Fear comes from the first three chakras. As you go higher and higher and higher, there is no tendency of fear there. The fear cannot follow you if you go to the higher level. See, the spirit does not have any fear. As you know yourself more and more and you reach the spirit, you have no fear. You have to go somewhere where even fear fears to follow. Where does the fear fear to follow you? That is the spirit. If you meditate and go to higher consciousness, you will reach a point where you can say, God is going to provide for me anyway, no matter what I do. Where is your fear? If God had that fear in my heart when I started the mission, I should not have started it. What a crazy idea to come from another country and have no visa with only 1 cent in my pocket. I could have said, with my education, I could make so much money in my lifetime. So why should I start such a thing that I have to start from scratch, go with 1 cent and try to start where he said the mission should start, and on and on. So if we meditate, that fear is going to be gone. We know that everything is going to be provided. Those he loves are given severe tests so that they become strong and prove themselves worthy to go to him or be in his presence, which is to know him. He put Abraham to the test also. As you come closer to pure consciousness, you should have to pass more severe tests in order to be trustworthy. In fact, for a realized soul, suffering is a blessing. It is a warning that you have gone astray from the path of reality of this universe, or it is a lesson. Whenever you come back to the reality of the universe or the right path, you will have joy. You will quicken or accelerate your soul's progress toward reaching the goal or pure consciousness. And when you do reach there, you will be in the bliss, God. The energy in the first chakra is survival. Where will I sleep? Where is my next food? Where am I going to be supported physically? If you are in your first chakra, that is all you are concerned about. That is why you are afraid all the time. For example, what is going to happen when I become old? All those fears can be seen in a lot of people who are always afraid of their situation and their future. What is going to happen to me? They are very much into survival. You can see a lot of people go and buy guns and ammunition and stockpile them in their homes. They are afraid. They think that if something happens, they can defend themselves or have enough food, etc. all these things come from the survival instinct. Of course, as we said, no instinct is bad. It depends on how far you go with it. If the only thing you think about is your food, your physiological and safety needs, then you completely have no other thought in you for anything else of higher things. Then if someone talks about God, you say, "What? What are you talking about? I don't understand that." What I need is my place, my little things, my little house, and the things I need for me, how I'm going to survive in this situation. So that fear keeps them from going to the higher way of realizing God and being. They are very afraid, and that keeps them completely down to earth. They cannot fly. They are just completely bound by the external world. Their fears and attachments completely make them unable to do anything else. But as we have said, these tendencies are like wild horses. You do not kill a wild horse. You tame it. When you tame a wild horse, you have a nice horse to ride around on. Also, if you are in the communities of light, your survival needs can be taken care of much easier. So a paraphebra is a very brave person. Not brave in the sense of just being brave and jumping, a daredevil kind of brave, but inner bravery. You want to put yourself in a situation where you can progress yourself. As I said, you can work on no one except yourself. Don't try to teach anyone. Teach yourself. Don't compete with anyone. Compete with yourself. If you compete with yourself, if you teach yourself, if you progress, other people will progress because your light is going to be greater and greater. The greater light you have, the greater light you can manifest to others. All these things that God has given us for our own progress. With doing these more and more, we can purify ourselves, and then we can realize that the reason we're not able to manifest that purity is our ego. We have to let our ego go. Then we should not be attached to the results of our actions, become universalist, and become paraphebras. Only paraphebras can be the people who can create the communities of light, bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and eventually manifest His will. But at the same time, they themselves progress. That is the most important part. We're not doing this for anyone else but for ourselves. In a way, we're doing it for other people. It helps us. So we have to recognize that we are pioneers, and pioneers usually have the hardest path to follow. It is just like the first people who came to the United States or the West or to Canada as pioneers. Was it easy? There were trees and no roads. They did not know what kind of animals lived there. There were snakes, there were scorpions, there were tarantulas, there was disease. The first pioneers who founded the United States almost died the first winter. We can see that pioneer work is not easy. We have to recognize that. And that is how we have to pursue our work in sight. We are pioneers. We have to be more patient. We have to reach further. We have to have more perseverance. We have to work harder. And I'll pause the reading there. That was from Thus Speaks Maitreya on Paravipras, Elex. Salome. Thanks, God.